Filgħu il-50 sena tal-Allianz Franċiż f'Malta, Campus FM tippreżenta. Sans façon. Elf sena ta' rabta franċiża ma' Malta. Ċaċwire pora l-mikrofonu kif wetkom anki fil-sensiela li għaddit din il-sensiela li se tibda fil-sajf tal-2009 propju fl-ewwel ġimgħa ta' Ġunju se tħares u fl-istessin tiċċelebra il-50 sena tal-Allianz Franċiż f'Malta. X'inhi l-Allianz Franċiż? Ħanibdew minn hemmhekk. L-Allianz Franċiż hija għaqda volontarja fl-istess ħin internazzjonali li titmexxa minn Pariġi ovvjament u tinsab fil-pajjiżi diversi biex tgħallem anke l-isim Franċiż li kull min jixtieq kemm fil-business, kemm bħala student li għadu qed jibda l-lingwa kif ukoll għal dawk li jinteressaw ruhom. Ma mhux hekk biss. L-Allianz Franċiż, issa l-Allianz Franċiż du Malt Mediterrane kif ingħata l-isem il-ġdid, jiġifieri għaliex hija fil-Mediterran waħda mill-aktar antiki 50 sena u anke l-iktar waħda ewlenija biex ngħidu hekk hija turi rabta sabiħa ma' Franza li tmur lura 50 sena, ma' fl-istess waqt ukoll issir biex jiġu motija lill-pubbliku li fihom isservi ċertu attivitajiet kulturali li jiftħu iwessaw it-toroq ta' għarfien kulturali f'dak il-pajjiż. Din is-sena aktar minn qabel hemm attivitajiet u aħna mhilux konna tkellimna mal-President fis-sensiela ta' qabel di. Nieqfu hemmhekk fuq l-Allianz Franċiż mela iċ-ċelebrazzjoni ta' din is-sensiela hija bl-iskuża tal-50 anniversarju u nawgurawlhom minn hawnhekk lilhom u daw kollha xi darba ħadu servizz minn għandhom u dis-sena żgur se naraw iktar attivitajiet. Sanfason, għaliex sanfason? Sanfason għaliex, l-għoda ċi tfisser, għandawk li forsi ma jatux kas, jew ma jikunux jisegu daqsek il-Franċiż, san, S-A-N-S bl-Inglis, tfisser minajr u ġvera, sin u fason, u għed joħodna mill-ideja ta' fashion, ġiviri, probabli fashion ġeja minn fason. Fason hija wkoll maniera, u għalhekk sanfason bħala idioma, frażi żgħira, tfisser informali. Mingħajr ma segwi ebda maniera. Fl-istess waqt ukoll biżmien sirt naf li hawn Malta kien jissejjaħ sanfason probabbli anke f'pajjiżi oħra li għandhom influwenza Franċiża probabbli ġabuha mit-Tuneżija l-Maltin dak il-kappell l-abjad u baxx tat-tibna li kien jintlibes casual dik hija kelma oħra sanfason kważi li kien jitlibes u naraw ħafna f'dawk ir-ritratti antiki żuhet u bojot ta' Malta meta naraw pereżempju xi kunċert tal-bandisti, kien jitlibes minn ħafna nies li kienu jridu jilbsu b'mod formali imma mhux b'dak il-kappell formali u għal ħabba x-xemx ta' Malta dan kien moda ħafna. U dik kienet ħaġa oħra ħelwa li tfakkarna f'xi ħaġa Maltija marbuta ma' xi ħaġa Franċiża. Mela għaliex tsejjaħna din is-sensiela sanfason informali. Għaliex Malta meta wieħed joqgħod jaħseb u din forsi huwa l-aspett oriġinali għal kollox ta' din is-sensiela, meta wieħed jaħseb kellha x'taqsam forsi iktar b'mod informali milli formali. Ma' Franza kważi kważi immorru 1000 sena lura. Nistgħu ngħidu li matul dan is-seklu fis-sena 91 ma nafx kemm minnha jkunu għadu maw tneħħi żarnet, Malta tiċċelebra l-ewwel darba li l-Kristjaneżmu reġa' ħaq ir-ruħ u erġa' tinfetħet ix-xadba ewlenija għall-kultura Ewropea meta ġie l-Konti Ruġġieru. U għalhekk interessanti li matul din is-sensiela anke nisimgħu dwar dawn l-affarijiet għaliex 1000 sena. Jiġifieri aħna jaqosna għal 1000 sena imma dħalna fija l-aħħar seklu li għal 1000 sena. Għaliex informali? Informali għaliex għalkemm il-Konti Ruġġieru kien imexxi hawnhekk fisem il-renju ta' żewġ qallijiet kif kien jissejjaħ ta' Normanni, u għalhekk niġuha Normanni, għal-kem uwa kien imesċi normanni u Malta uffiċjalment għaddit taħtum, ma ma tanġ dam dak il-periodu baġġew l-Anġevini li huma Franċiżi. Ġew il-maġġoranza tal-kavalliri ta' Malta u damu kważi 300 sena. Il-maġġoranza tagħhom Franċiżi li l-ordni tal-kavalliri 12 minn 28 grammastru kienu Franċiżi u inserta li dawn l-iktar il-Franċiżi fost l-ewlenin li bnew ħafna postijiet kbar għandna l-Belt Valletta biex vera ewlenija. Imma daw għamluha mhux għax kellhom xi grazzja ma' Malta iżjed naħseb imma għaliex kellhom dħul iktar finanzjarju minħabba li l-ordni bażikament kienet Franċiża. Iffundata minn Franċiż ukoll wara kollox, jiġifieri u kellha rabta speċjali ma' Franza. Mela dika għall-naqsa rivoluzzjoni. Dika nistgħu ngħidu li kienet biżejjed rabta mal-Franċiżi informali għaliex l-ordni ma kienieċ il-gvern Franċiż, kienet Franċiża, imma ma kienieċ il-gvern Franċiż, kienet neutrali, kienet internazzjonali, u għalhekk ma nistgħux ngħidula li kienet Franċiża. Mil-banda ma nistgħux ngħidu li mhix, u għalhekk ir-rabtiet kienu kbar, ħadna ħafna kliem minn għandhom bħal bonjour, bonsoir, fuq dan nitkellmu l-qudiem, imma anki ħadna ħafna mill-liġijiet, il-bażi ta' kull liġi li kellna aħna l-bini sabiħ li għandna. Barokk f'Malta u għawdex nistgħu ngħidu li huwa perjodu li l-influenza Franċiża kienet qawwija u iktar ma kienet jgħaddi żmien b'xi mod jew ieħor anke l-kummerċ kien kbir ma' Franza. Meta wasal Bonaparti hawn Malta dawk is-sete Malta kienet uffiċjalment Franċiża anke jekk il-Franċiżi kienu magħluqin fil-bliet, imma kienet parti tagħmel parti mill-Gvern Franċiż taħt il-Gvern Repubblikan Franċiż, jiġifieri issa mhux iktar l-antik l-ansjan reġim. U fis-sekli ta' taħt l-Ingliżi mill-1800 l-hawn rajna eżodu kbir ta' Maltin emigranti li kienu jmorru t-Tunezija l-iktar l-Alġerija fejn hemmhekk aktar tard matul is-seklu 19 Franza ħadithom bħala koloni. U għalhekk ninnotaw li anke taħt l-Ingliżi il-Franċiżi baqgħu viċin ħafna, aħna kellna ħafna Maltin li kienu hemm jiġu lura jiżżewġu għaw Tuneżini isom bħalma jagħmlu l-Awstraljan illum Maltin. U biżmien għall-inqas l-1962 kien hemm popolazzjoni kbira ħafna ta' Maltin f'koloniji Franċiżi. Fl-1962 minħabba kwistjoni ma' l-Alġerija daw il-Maltin madwar 30,000 minnhom marru Franza u llum huma ċittadini Franċiżi imma jiftaħru b'oriġini Maltin. U mhux l-ewwel darba li jiġu Malta, mhux l-ewwel darba li intervistajthom, mhux l-ewwel darba li ħarġu kotba fuq il-Malta u l-Maltin ta' Tunezija tal-Alġerija fi żminijiet meta kienu koloniji Franċiżi. U għalhekk tinnutaw li anki sakemm damu l-Ingliżi, Malta kienet għadha marbuta mal-koloniji Franċiżi fis-snin 60. Fl-1964 Malta ħadet l-indipendenza u fl-2004 ġifieri ftit snin ilu biss 5 snin ilu biss Mejju fl-ewwel ta' Mejju Malta daħlet l-Unjoni Ewropea fejn kienet allura għadha parti minn shareholder biex ngħidu hekk fl-Unjoni li ġiet iffondata mill-Franċiżi prattikament l-Unjoni Ewropea mal-Ġermanja imma kien hemm popolazzjoni kbira frankofona minħabba li kien hemm il-Belġju l-Lussemburgu kienu kollha Franċiżi u għalhekk tlieta għall-inqas mill-fundaturi nistgħu ngħidulhom li kienu ta' nisel jew ta' ħabta Franċiża. U hemmhekk ir-rabta tagħna għadha tkompli għax aħna għadna fl-Unjoni Ewropea Franza għadha magħna. U għalhekk illum kien xiera fil-fatt biex naqtalkom l-ewwel kurzita l-ewwel mistudenti tiegħi ikun ambaxxatur għal Malta li huwa Daniel Rondo. Daniel Rondo huwa awtur Franċiż magħruf abbastanza, ħareġ mal 20 ktieb, kelli okkażjoni nintervistah għal dan l-ewwel programm ħassejt li hu anki bħala l-ogħla awtorità Franċiża formali did-darba ġo pajjiżna għandu jitkellem fl-ewwel programm jintroduċi din is-sensiela innovattiva minħabba li rari nħarsu lejn ir-rabta tagħna ma' Franza nieħduha iktar li aħna r-rabtiet tagħna kienu dejjem mal-Italja, kienu dejjem mal-Ingilterra, imma għandna rabta kbira, antika, fonda anki ma' Franza. U dawna huwa sabiħ għaliex bekk il-pajjiż iżid ikattar il-varjetà tal-kultura tiegħu. Nistgħu ngħidu wkoll li l-ambaxxatur Franċiż inserta mhux biss sala awtur ma mhuwiex diplomat ta' karriera u għalhekk għandu ħafna innovazzjoni anke fil-preżentazzjoni tiegħu u kif jirrappreżenta lil Franza u nieħgos ngħid issa l-intervista ħadd tkun bl-Ingliż u tistgħu sseguha nieħgos ngħid ħafna li se jkunem u qed ikunem u ħajibqa' jkunem ħafna pubbliċità ta' Malta fi Franza għaliex dana l-ambaxxatur jemmen bisħiħ li xogħlu jinkludi wkoll iġib il-ġurnalisti jien qed qajt ma' għexieren minnhom diġà kollha ta' kalibru kbir mill-Express, il-Financial Times, u koll għaliex hemm il-korrespondenti tagħha Franza, imma anki Figaro, il-gazzetti l-kbar ewlenin Le Monde, kollha ġewaw, France Info, TV5, daw kollha television, radio, gazzetti, dan kien jaħdem ġurnalist ukoll, u allura jafhom bħala ħbieb li jista' jaqbad iċempel u jgħidulhom ejjew, 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 ejjew. U segwejt anki artikli qed jidhru fl-istampa Franċiża e faħru lill-Malta saħan sitra anki fuq il-kwistjoni tal-immigranti illegali, l-istess ambaxxatur kiteb fil Mond fi Franza u mill-ewwel ħal pożizzjoni ta' Malta li għandha bżonn l-Għajnuna Ewropea. Ġifieri dan huwa interessanti ferm qed jiġri xi ħaġa ġdida fir-relazzjonijiet ma' Franza li tamin jinnuta apparti li jikkultiva. Niqaf hawnhekk fl-introduzzjonijiet ġenerali, kull marrit li llum minħabba li huwa l-ewwel programm u l-intervista tal-ambaxxatur hija nofsija interessanti anke kif f'Novembru ġi s-sena li għaddit fl-ulium, sa' Novembru kien għadu bil-kemm jaf l-Ingliż imma Alla jbierek issa jaf biżejjed biex inkunu nistgħu nisimgħu u nifhmu dak li jrid jgħidilna b'aċċent Franċiż imma huwa bl-Ingliż ċar biżejjed anki għal kulħadd. Jiena niqafgħu. Ħanaddi għal taqsima żgħira li nibdew nagħmlu f'din is-sensiela u mbagħad ngħaddu għall-intervista. Sanfason, Sanfason illum kif spjegajt minn beda l-programm il-bidu hija informali r-rabta ta' 1000 sena informali li kellna ma' Franza, issa għandna waħda formali iktar ovvjament. Ewwel waħda naħseb ta' min jgħid ħaġa żgħira fuq in-Normanni, għax hawn min jgħid li man-Normanni speċjalment jekk huwa bniedem intis fl-istorja, jgħid li man-Normanni kienu Franċiżi wara kollox. Fuq għaliex jiena nittama li kolli nistieden expert storiku li jkun jogħġbu jiġiegħu u jitkellem fuq in-Normanni fil-Medjuvevu. In-Normanni fuq ħallinqas biex tkunu tafu tiġġustifikaw għaliex morna 1000 sena lura. Nafu li ġew Malta fl-1091 kien hawn l-Arab hawnhekk u ma keċċewhemx. In-Normanni ma kinux tipi li jiġu u jkeċċu lil dawk li jkunu hemmhekk. Kienu jaddattaw. Pjuttost ħafna drabi kienu huma jaddattaw għall-atmosfera lokali, mhux iġalluhom jaddattaw għall-atmosfera tagħhom. U allura b'dan il-mod in-Normanni ħafna storiċi għal ħafna żmien ma qasuhomx Franċiżi. E manka fuq di hemm ġustifikazzjoni, e ngħidu nowen qed in-Normanni x'għamlu. In-Normanni fil-Medjuevu mis-seklu 9 quddiem nistgħu ngħidu, espandaw f'dik il-parti ta' Franza ta' fuq li llum ngħidula Normandija. Għaliex Normanni u għaliex Normandija? Għaliex il-Franċiżi li dik żmien kienu Franki biex ngħidulhom hekk, li kellhom ħafna minn dik ta' Franza tal-lum, dak li kien l-Imperu ta' Karlu Magnu, bdew jgħidulhom Normanni għaliex għalihom bil-Franċiż Normand tispiċċa bid-de tfisser bniedem li ġej min-naħa ta' fuq, min-naħa tal-Iskandinavja. Mela dawk kienu Vikingi. Dawk il-Vikingi aħna ukoll il-Vikingi waslu hawnhekk fid-dinja tal-lum bidejha ta' ħafna nies bid-daqna ħamra bil-runġo rashom bl-elmu u qattaw il kulħadd. Pirati kważi tarob, ma kellhom il-kulturi tagħhom u dik l-esaġerazzjoni saret minn kittieba li ovvjament kienu vittmi ħafna drabi. Ma kienux insara daw il-Vikingi, kienu iktar Daniżi mid-Danimarka iktar minn kullum kien. U meta ġew f'dil parti ta' fuq ta' Franza li kienu jattakkaw il-kosti tal-Ingilterra u ta' Franza spiss, dawna issettili hawn hemmhekk u bil-ftit il-ftit wieħed mir-rejiet tagħhom bil-mod ħalli jiena ma tħoxx ħafna fid-dettall xi naħli xin illum. Ħa il-permess ta' wieħed mir-rejiet Karlu Sempliċi fi Franza biex jibda dan id-dukat tiegħu. Bil-mod il-mod warajh daw saru nsara, bdew jiżżewġu ma' nies iktar Latini, iktar mill-ex imperu ta' Karlu Magnu li allura kienu għadu għaddej vera il-famuż Imperu Ruman Sagru. U wieħed mill-ulied ta' dawna ir-rejiet kien Gulewmu rebbieħ William the Conqueror, aħna nafu, il-battalja ta' Hastings l-Ingilterra 1066. U daw ħakmu l-Ingilterra. U nistgħu ngħidu li r-reġina tal-lum f'xi mod jew ieħor ġejja minn dak ir-renju. Daw rebħu lill-Anglosassoni u allura ikkmandaw l-Ingilterra huma. Fin-Normandija baqgħu hemm, baqgħu jiġġieldu mal-Ġirien u ġieli jiftehmu u ġieli jaddottaw, jassimilaw, nies mill-Irlanda jitlu hemmhekk, kien hemm ħafna anki beħ ta' skjafi sas-sena 1000 il-sira bħalma kienu jagħmlu n-naħa tal-Mediterran b'affarijiet oħra. U biżmien daw bdew jespandu u niżlu l-Italja. L-Italja ħadu l-parti t'isfel minn Napli l-isfel u mbagħad ħadu sqallija. Meta ħadu sqallija ħaduha mingħand il-Musulmani u allura ħadu Malta wkoll. Imma marru wkoll jieħdu l-Imperu Byzantin fil-Vant, Antiochia, u probabbli dik l-aħħar waħda li żammew, jiġifieri. Imma n-nies Byzantini, in-Normanni saru ishom Byzantini, saru ishom Italjani, saru ishom Arab, Musulmani, minħabba li kull fejn marru adattaw għall-post. Saru Ingliżi, saru kollox. Imma l-qalba tagħhom Franċiżi u wieħed ta' min jikkonsulta, ma dan nerġgħu nagħmluh fit-tul darba oħra, jikkonsulta l-istoriċi u r-riċerki li iktar kienu Franċiżi fin-Normandija milli baqgħu Daniżi, milli baqgħu Vikingi. Għaliex? Għaliex huma kif għadna adattaw ruhom minnu fih għall-kultura, għan-nies Kristjaneżmu saru sara u allura Ewropej u ħaru parti kważi mir-renju ta' Karlu Magnu biżmien għax imbaddaw fit-tarf tas-seklu 12 sfaxxa kollox bħala renju tagħhom, bħala dukat tagħhom, bħala tmexxija tagħhom, reġjun tagħhom. U għalhekk tajjeb ngħidulhom Franċiżi għaliex huma parti anke minn Franza illum. U għalhekk sar għaddu issa għall-ambaxxatur l-Eċċellenza tiegħu Daniel Kondo li laqani fir-residenza tiegħu u hemmhekk flimkien mas-sinjura tiegħu kelli ċans li ġbor din l-intervista.
It is my pleasure today to welcome the ambassador of France to Malta, His Excellency Monsieur Daniel Kondo. I was going to say new ambassador to Malta, but ormai, as we say also in Italian, you are already well known in Malta after only a few months. In fact, Your Excellency, how long have you been in Malta? We are talking now in June, July.
I am here for 8 months. I arrived in on the 31st on July, and here I am in Malta for a few years. God willing, yalla, as you say, yalla in Maltese.
Yalla. In Maltese. So you have also the Maltese very close to you, but you have also the Maltese very close to you as regards the people who work in Malta on a political level, on a social level, on a cultural level, because your mission took off with a big bang, I would say. Would you reckon that you started off your activity in Malta, your mission in Malta, in a planned big way, or it turned out to be big itself?
You know, when I arrived in Malta, I discovered this country and this island. And for me, every town, every monument, every rocky coast bears witness to an history who was intense. In my opinion, the people who met here were always people of men of conviction, men of courage, and men with the spirit of adventure. And what we need now, our world and Europe too, in my opinion, courage, conviction, spirit of adventure, that is what we need today. And I am very happy to be here in Malta. Malta is the nodal point of the Mediterranean. And we have, from Malta, it's for me easy to speak to the two shores, and that is what I try to do.
This is very true. Almost everybody, definitely in the diplomatic corps, knows about Daniel Rondeau, the ambassador of France in Malta. Mm. But who was Daniel Rondeau before we know him, before he came to Malta?
Charles, I apologize. I was only a writer.
Only
a writer. I'm not a current diplomat. I devoted all my life, since my childhood, to the books. To my books. I wrote 20 books and novels and other kinds of books. And to the books of my friends or of the other writer. As a journalist, I was a columnist in L'Express, and I used to write about the books. And I founded a publishing house with a blue cover, like Mediterranean Sea, whose name was Quai Voltaire. It was 20 years ago, and was at the head of an important publishing house, Bouquin, in France. So all my life was for the books, and it was my passion. Since I was young, I always knew that I would like to be a writer. And it is a surprise for me to be here in Malta as ambassador.
A surprise or a shock as a writer having to become a diplomat?
A surprise. To write quietly my books. We left Paris 12 years ago. We spent 10 years in Champagne, in our house with my wife, Noelle. Without the social life, I used to work every day, every morning, every evening, and every day, and even Sunday. I was in this house when 1 year ago. I was driving my car a morning in winter. It was very cloudy morning with frost and ice, and I was in the forest in Champagne, and I received a call on my mobile, and it was a woman. She told me, "May I put you through the foreign minister?" I say yes, no, and I said, "Why not?"
Catchment.
And it was Bernard Kouchner. And Bernard Kouchner told me, "How do you do? Not so bad. And you? I'm fine. Do you know, you will be an ambassador." And it was the beginning of my new life.
Exactly. Did you hear about Malta before?
He didn't tell me where I have to go. But this particular day in my life, I sent him a letter with only three words. Where? When? How? 1 month ago, it was the first embassy who was free for me to say, if you want, it could be Malta, but if you prefer a bigger embassy, it's possible. I would like to, President Sarkozy and I would like to offer you a big embassy. And I say, no, it's perfect for me. In my opinion, it was perfect. Why? Because I spent 20 years to walk on the Mediterranean shore and to write books about different Mediterranean cities like Tangiers, like Istanbul, like Alexandria. And I wrote also a book about Albert Camus, the Nobel Prize. And I was very involved with Lebanon 20 years ago. So I imagined at this time that in Malta, maybe I will be able to do something.
You complete the picture with Malta.
Yes,
it was a natural almost choice.
It was very strange for me because Malta was maybe the only place where I never went before. in the Mediterranean.
Exactly. So it was like something which had to happen.
No, it was like a sign of fate.
Exactly.
I was waiting for Malta.
Exactly. You mentioned Camus, and I had the pleasure with many others even to listen to some to one of your lectures on Albert Camus. What is your relationship with Camus, the existentialist group?
For me, Albert Camus is a very important writer for many reasons. The first one, for me, I began to read Albert Camus when I was maybe 11 or 12 years old. And I am born in Champagne, in Champagne Land, in the east of France. It's a quite cold region, famous for his vineyards and his wine, wine of Champagne. But my parents were teachers in a village, and my first link with the Mediterranean was Albert Camus. One day, I remember exactly one. I was in the apartment, in the flat of my parents. The window was open. It was the springtime. It was a sunny weather. And I read some pages of Camus about Tipaza, Roman ruins in the along the shore. And for me, it was a shock. I was so impressed. And I began to like the Mediterranean Sea by reading Albert Camus. It was the first reason for me to like this writer. The second one is more a political reason. There was in the 50s and the 60s two important writers who were read in the world. It was Jean-Paul Sartre and Albert Camus. And Jean-Paul Sartre was very involved to defend the communism. He was very
strong,
strong
in his opinion.
In this opinion, and fighting Albert Camus with a very hard manners. But Albert Camus always refused to lie. And for me it was very important. This man who was very alone in Paris, because all the people were on the Sartre, Jean-Paul Sartre side. Yes, it was at the head of the movement, and Albert Camus was very alone, but he refused always to lie. And the third and last reason was his position during the Algerian War. He refused always. He spends his grandfather, his parents, were very modest and small pied-noir, French living in Algeria. And for him, there was no reason to fight against the Algerians. For him, French and Algerian who were living in Algeria for a long time were the same people with the same ideas, and he refused to be to fight
to take sides.
Okay. And it was very well understood at this moment, but for me I think it was a very it was a great man to have the courage to take his position.
You also mentioned that in your writing, you wrote even some novels. What backgrounds do these novels have? Are they historical novels? Novel? What genre? What kind of novel do you write normally? You feel happy to write?
From the last novel, I spent more than 8 years to write this novel in Champagne. And it was a novel about the history of the 20th century. And it was a political and historical novel. I tried to tell the story of modest people involved with all the fights of the century. And the century was very hard because these people have to face communism and fascism. and it was very difficult for the people of the 20th century, from our parents or grandparents, to take the right position. Mm-hmm. The name, the title of my novel is Dans la marche du temps, in the march of time, yeah. And it is a story of a man and his son in the march of the 20th century.
You also mentioned that you used to contribute to the media, to the print media mostly, on culture, books and also culture. Did this feel for culture give you what now is, in my opinion, an explosion of this culture also as an ambassador in Malta?
For me, obviously, culture is the heart of our policy and diplomacy. For us, French people, I do believe that abroad, in France, we are known for Charles Baudelaire, for Victor Hugo, for Albert Camus, maybe for Charles de Gaulle too.
Si.
But it was a very important writer to yes. Charles de Gaulle, one of the most important writers of the 20th century. So the link between culture and policy, or between culture and diplomacy, is obvious.
You mentioned that France has a particular name for culture, which is true, because the city of Paris, anyhow, is in itself a symbol of culture. Mm. And over the years, it has always stayed up front. Mm. Would you feel, as an ambassador, a special responsibility coming from France, because France has this profile?
Yes, I feel a responsibility. I take, if I accept to be an ambassador, to be appointed as ambassador, it is because I hope to promote France influence. It's not only a patriotic movement, it's only because I do believe that France has produced some ideas necessary to the world, like liberty. Why I am so happy to be here in Malta? It is because the Mediterranean was the matrix of all the Europe, Italy, Spain, France, and many other countries. Mediterranean has given to us, European, a body of enduring values. Jewish deism, Platonic philosophy, Roman tradition and law, a knowledge of Islamic, Amic, and Arabic worlds, and all this knowledge and tradition and values are our assets. Not to focus on our little issues, but to look towards the Mediterranean and to make a link, to build a new link between Mediterranean and Europe. If Europe looks towards the Mediterranean with confidence, in my opinion, I suppose that Europe could find again the power of the Mediterranean, and maybe, it's very important for me, it could efface many centuries of misunderstanding. The link between Europe and the Mediterranean could restore unity and power for all this region of the world. Maybe as President Sarkozy imagines Union pour la Méditerranée.
Illum l-ambasċatur Franzis Malta Daniel Rondo li huwa wkoll kittib e għad jagħtina intervista bl-Ingliż biex jiċċelebra l-50 sena tal-Alleanz Franzis Malta fl-istess ukoll il-bidu ta' din is-sensiela. Komplu nisimgħu San Fason. Malta is an Anglophone country, at least because of its recent past as a colony, and you come from France. Did you find that as a bigger challenge?
Yes, I come from France with my so bad and broken English. No, it's a challenge for me, obviously. I like to discover every day that France and Malta have many links. These links are so many, from the times of the knights of Saint John, obviously, because more than 50% of the knights were French, but in the name of the town, of the Maltese geography, I can see the French origin, Valletta, Sanglea, all these words for me are very interesting. And there is also the short visit, the Bonaparte short visit in Malta. And I know that he made an important mistake, and he knew himself. When he was on St. Helen, he wrote his memoirs. He apologized for the mistake to take Fathers of the Church. Mm-hmm. Because of this mistake, he lost Malta, and he was very aware of this mistake. But, however, there is a friendship, a mysterious friendship, and not so mysterious, maybe, between France and Malta.
Once you mention this, this interview will so go on radio, in a series which I am starting this week, and you are my first guest. And it's called Sans Façon, which refers to the informal relationship with France. Malta has known some French culture or some French presence since the Normans, more or less, which is almost 1,000 years ago. And then you mentioned the French knights in their majority in Malta, and then Bonaparte for a short period. But then also, under the British, a lot of Maltese went to North African colonies, which were French. And they are there, and then went to France, and they are thousands of.
Yeah, thousands of, in the Marseille region, or in Paris. There is many Maltese names in Paris.
So in a way, the French connection in Malta has been there. But maybe this Bonaparte episode has been blown up too much by other parties which were not interested in having a French friendship here.
I feel at home as soon we landed. I feel at home. And it was very strange. And many friends asked me, where are you? There is no problem. I am at home.
As ambassador, you must have sensed that certain Maltese people still feel uneasy with the French because of this unfortunate episode 200 years ago. But they don't feel uneasy with Germany or Italy because of the Second World War, which is much closer to us. Do you think that any French ambassador in Malta would address diplomatically always this issue to rehabilitate, so to speak, the good relations which Malta has with France?
Yes, but you know, Malta has a chance to be a young country. Yeah, you are free for 40 years. So, and history is always a story of passion. And we need time to see the truth of the history. So, in my case, I try to speak with my heart and my reason to the Maltese, and I feel good. It was very easy for me to when I try to do something, as when we organized the concert of Israeli and Palestinian singer in the Auberge, in the Grand Hall of the Auberge de Provence at the end of February. It was easy for me to work with the Maltese people, with the Maltese friends, with the Maltese authorities. I think Malta is a country of equidistance and dialogue.
You just mentioned, Your Excellency, the successful concert for peace with Palestinian and Israeli singers, which the embassy organized, the French embassy organized in Valletta at the end of February. It was a tremendous success. It had a strong political tone. Was it done as your first activity almost on purpose, with a good message?
For me, it was a cultural event with a political message. and it was very important for me to try to organize this. I didn't know at this moment if it's possible for me to succeed, because it was quite difficult, because some Palestinian singers were in Gaza and didn't succeed to get out. I was so impressed when I was to the airport for welcoming all of them, and to see that there was like friends, message of hope for all the Middle East.
You mentioned a message of hope and the Mediterranean, which seems to be very close to your heart. We are getting a lot of hopeful emigre, hopeful people who are moving from Africa towards Europe, and Malta lying exactly in their way is ending up with a lot of, as we call them, illegal immigrants without documents.
Yes.
But Malta, as you know, is very small, and this has become quite a European issue now. Do you see any solution in the near future of this situation?
I discovered the issue the day of my arrival, because I read the Times and the Independent, and they were speaking about a boat landed to Malta. For me, it's a tragedy. And from this tragedy, Malta is not responsible. But we have to face three impossibilities. It's impossible to prevent the African to leave their country for Europe. They are ready to die to go in Europe. First impossibility. Second one, it's impossible to welcome them all together in Europe. And third, it's impossible to accept that they continue to die in the sea every summer. So I try to put this issue on the table, and I wrote an article for the newspaper Le Monde in France, and to explain to the Europeans that it's a European responsibility, and that it's impossible for us to leave Malta alone to face this issue.
This is an issue which is obviously present very much in the media. You are very conscious of the media. You are a journalist. You spent a long time in France working in the media, with the media.
And I used to write now in the Maltese newspaper.
As well. So welcome in the Maltese landscape as well. I know that very recently you had more than one occasion to invite French journalists in Malta, the last one being of Moe Hennessy from your own Champagne, so to speak. And they were here, they were in large numbers, and they already started writing in France. Again, here you have a new method of doing diplomacy.
Yes.
French journalists in Malta, why?
Because it's my gift to Malta. I think that Malta is not well known in France, and I would like to help the French to come and in Malta and to discover the treasures of Malta. It's my gift. When you come to visit somebody, can bring a gift. It's my gift. It was possible for me to welcome in the residence this French and English journalist too, because it was the columnist of the Financial Times too, to welcome them, to introduce all the journalists to some Maltese friends. All these people were very impressed by Malta.
In fact, in a way we could say that your role as ambassador of France in Malta is not only to establish links from France or make France even better known in Malta, but also on the reverse, getting Malta to be well known in France.
Yes. For me, there is no diplomacy without friendship.
The fact that in Malta, France may be known not as much as one would like, perhaps known as a beach or known as a historical point in the war, in the last war. Also, some say that when you say Malte in France, people say l'ordre de Malte, just the knights. Are you succeeding with these journalists to push the modern image of countries?
Oh yes, I'm sure that they want to come again to discover the modern image, not only history, but for me it's difficult to eliminate the past.
You use Zabuj, your residence in Zabuj, where we are doing this interview, in the beautiful big garden of your residence here. Do you see this residence also as your base for certain activities where you are welcoming a lot of people?
Yes, for me it's a tool. It's like a tool. It's a wonderful house with a so beautiful garden, an orange tree garden, very old. When I am here, it's impossible for me to know where exactly I am. I don't know if I am in Roma, in Tangiers, in Jerusalem, in the old Beirut, or in Zabuj. I am in
Zabuj.
You're
always in a garden.
Yes, I am in an orange garden in Zabuj. And for me, it's really a pleasure to be able to welcome Maltese or French friends to speak about Malta.
I would like to ask you something about the Alliance Française, obviously. And it is celebrating 50 years in the year 2009, which is quite a long time in the Mediterranean. And I know that the activities of the Alliance Française are stronger this year, especially cultural activities, and I know, obviously, the assistance they are getting from the embassy. A lot of Maltese students, young and older, learned French, Alliance Française. Do you see its role also very important now and in the future?
Very important, obviously. 50 years. It's a long time. 50 years of friendship. And every day I meet Maltese people who say to me, I was a student in the Alliance in the past. I said, do you speak French? Ah, un petit peu, oui. En fait, they speak French very easy. Their French is more better than my English, you know. And as for me, it's very important. And it's not only a question of language. It's a question of culture. We are trying. It's very important for the ambassade to have this so important Alliance Française in Malta and
now also in Gozo.
In Gozo, yes, it's a new one in Gozo.
Exactly.
I am going to Gozo next week. I hope we will increase the number of the students of the Alliance.
Dak kien l-ambasċatur Franċiż għal Malta, Daniel Rondo, kittieħ ukoll li mhux biss kienet jinawgura din is-sensiela San Fason u għalli ningrazzjawh, imma kien ukoll jgħad ifakkar il-50 anniversarju twaqif tal-Alleanz Franċiż f'Malta fl-1959 sena. U hemm nagħlqu l-programm numru 1 tagħna, San Fason, nittama li kellkom iċ-ċans tisimgħu mill-bidu għal dawk li forsi l-ħamis ma semmawx ikun hemm ripetizzjoni bħal dejjem is-sibt filgħodu flgħaxra u 6 minuti mela l-ħamis u s-sibt dejjem filgħodu flgħaxra u għalhekk nittama li tibqgħu tisimgħu ħalli tifhmu għall-inqas l-ewwel wieħed qabel ma nibdew is-sensiela. Ifakkarkom ukoll li wara ftit jiem dan l-istess programm jitpoġġa bħall-oħrajn kollha ta' qablu fis-sit tal-Campus FM fuq l-internet fejn wieħed jista' jisimgħu għal diversi snin biex ikun jista' anke jsegwi kemm Malta u bel barra minn Malta. Min-naħa tiegħi għallum nieqafgħu, naħa tiegħi ċar xwien, insemmikom.